On today's episode of Brewed Business,
we're talking about how to get out of your comfort zone and into the conference rooms.
So let's grab our coffees, our teas, whatever's brewing with you today, and let's get started.
Ba-dum-bum. Ba-dum-bum.
So how was your week?
It was good. It's been busy. We have a new puppy in our lives.
Yay!
Yes, so he's now 9 weeks old, and he is a chocolate lab.
So. Is this the rescue you got for your dad?
Yeah, so it's a shared thing. So I've been taking him while I'm working remotely and doing stuff and running errands and trying to train. So we're talking about, like, even just getting put on a leash, collar is new to him. Everything is new to him.
The
so
puppy life.
It's like a newborn all over again. So it's nice. It's part of it is, like, just to see him adapt and be curious. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I have to be very patient. He has to sniff all the things. So then I'm just trying to be a backup support beam for my dad so he doesn't get overwhelmed.
Yeah. And is he so excited,
though? Oh, he's so excited. He sends me these video clips at night, and it just doesn't stop. So my phone is just constantly going off with pictures, clips, him playing tug of war with a little rope toy, all the things. So it's fun. Yeah, just trying to slow down a little bit, as hard as it is as a business owner. Even my husband's like, where do you think you're going to create all this time? It just keeps falling from the ceiling. Like, at what point do you tap out?
I got a time tree out back.
Yeah.
Just picking leaves off.
But then I figured he won't be a puppy forever, so it'll be a good thing. Yeah. And yeah, busy on top of all of the other things, but all good stuff.
So I went to the SCORE Seacoast second annual women's conference last week.
Ooh.
Which I know we were both supposed to go, but we couldn't both make it.
Yes.
I kind of
held the front down.
Went on my own and met a lot of really great women in the Seacoast who are business owners. And it was interesting because it was a huge range. Like, there were women who had private businesses doing editing and writing, and women who had their own healthcare or PCP practice. There was a personal organizer there, someone who owned a hair salon. So it was really interesting to see all these different women come together.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to expect, but it was really fun. And it was in Kensington, New Hampshire. So it was kind of far, but not too far. The place it was at, oh my God, it was so pretty. Did I take pictures? Obsessed.
No, but I saw videos of the event, and it looked dreamy the way it was. What was it, a conference center, an event center?
It was this really pretty venue. You can kind of see it in the back of these pictures here. But there was this huge, yeah, this is my breakfast.
You got to treat yourself while you're out.
But it was this really nice conference center. And then when you get there, you end up walking in these woods.
And a trail.
And I didn't get there in time to do the morning meditation, but the group was sitting, and they had this little waterfall in front of them. It was so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see spending like a weekend there.
Yeah, like a retreat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And there was a lot of great speakers during the classes, like Jessica Brown from WCVB Boston was there. She was great. She told about how she overcame personal doubt. And to see somebody who's so great at what they do.
Confident?
Yeah. She comes across so confident. But to know, like, even she had doubts of letting somebody get into her head and say, you know, you're not really right for this. And her saying, no, I've got to take another avenue and get there. And maybe it took me a little while to gain my confidence. But, you know, when you can turn it back around and say, I got this. She's one of those examples, and I thought she was such a great speaker in the morning, and there was some great breakout sessions. I got a great chance to talk to Lisa Carter from Drinkwater Productions, and I tend to go into workshops thinking I know it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I really shouldn't, because I don't know mm-hmm. it all. But she had us break down to build our brand. Your expertise, your authority, and your trust. Like, how are you an expert in? And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm good at candle making and branding and sales. And she goes, okay, and you got to go to the root of it. Okay. The root of me, I've realized, is community. Like, my whole shop is about community. It's all these local artists.
Yeah.
That's what I'm good at,
mm-hmm.
is connecting people. And that's what I need to say, you know, I'm the authority on. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what people can trust me on. It's not that I can make candles. I mean, it is, but that's not the root of it. And she was so good about making you keep stepping back and going, okay, great, you're a doctor. But what is your root? Where are you coming from that people can have trust in you?
Mm-hmm.
She was so good about making sure we all step back and say, no, keep going back. Go back.
Yeah, peeling back the layers of an onion to your core of your why of like.
Exactly.
And it was boil just, it down. What is it and why did it start? And what's the root? What's the core of it all?
Exactly. And then there was a couple other local speakers. I actually had breakfast with Gail Zona. She was talking about AI, and I use AI for everything. Yeah. And it was so interesting to kind of chit chat with her and see someone else in the industry who's saying, yep, I see it too. I see like every day it's changing. You know, you can learn about it, but it's an evolving learn and it's happening so fast
mm-hmm.
that, you know, how do we navigate this? How do we sit there and say, okay, we can use this, but at what point do we have to set the limits? Mm-hmm. How are you trusting people then when you've got AI that's just dumping this information? How can I trust a company or a brand?
Yeah.
And how do I work with that? How do I use something like ChatGPT to
in my favor so it sounds like me, it is me, it's my brand.
How do I train it to be me without taking away what's the core of me?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun to chat with her over breakfast about that. And she did a workshop in the afternoon too. It's just interesting to see all these different people come together.
Oh yeah, as business owners too, where it's interesting to see where some people, like even I at first was resistant to AI and ChatGPT. I heard something, I was listening to a podcast and they were saying how they meal plan to the point where they can pinpoint which item is in which aisle at the grocery store.
Stop.
So for somebody, I literally hate grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. So is there something, or I have these 5 ingredients. I don't really know. I'm like really blanking at the end of the day. My brain's fried. I just want to be told what to do or how you can make 3 different recipes with these 5 ingredients or something like that, which is helping in our favor.
It's a personal assistant in your pocket, but you just have to know how to use it.
How to use it, exactly. Yeah. So embracing instead of resisting, I think, was a key like switch to be like, well, how could this work for me? Kind of just opening that up instead of being like, nah, that's not for me.
Well, and AI can sound really fake too. So you have to know in what instances it can be helpful in your everyday life, like grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Or figuring out how to schedule out your holiday staff or something like that. Like something that you can use that you can give it enough information that it can work with you and say, I'm going to actually save you some time.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not perfect. It's going to make mistakes too. So you have to be aware of that. But I genuinely love being able to see how it's evolving. I'm a little 100% scared of it.
Yeah.
Like for the visual aspect, because some things are looking a little too real now. But for helping with things like just getting ideas out. Like we have Downtown Dover has a blog, and I'm part of working on that to help. We have a nonprofit that runs that, and I have been tasked this week of coming up with some ideas. Yeah. What can I talk about? And I screenshotted the last posts and sent it through AI and said, here, give me some ideas. And it spat out like the most basic, vague information. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so not helpful. And then I realized I gotta give it a little more information.
Yep. Sometimes it's about the prompts.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I ended up coming up with this idea of using, you know, if you ever watched Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
So Lorelai's obsessed with coffee. I'm like, why don't we do a Gilmore inspired coffee tour? And so I had AI help me, you know, kind of break down all the businesses. I mean, it got a bunch wrong because it thought certain ones that were still in business were not business. So I had to go through and really tailor it to myself. But it helped me get that idea out of my head.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not going to do everything for you, but it was so fun to say, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of coming at it from that angle.
Sparks to be like, oh, wait a minute, that's a great idea.
Or whether you're designing a window display or something, you're like, I just need a left field fall idea and here's my main product. Help me design it.
Help me design, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, literally it's your best friend in your pocket for a small business owner.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Gail wasn't the only one that I chatted with. There were so many great people, but I definitely recommend checking out SCORE because they seem to have a lot of really strong mentors and individuals that are, you know, in the business community. I mean, they're doing anything from inn owners to realtors. It was nice to see so many strong individuals come together.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, power unites, and then you think that, oh, we're all running after our dream, going after what we want, but at the same time, we're not alone.
Exactly.
Because service provider, product base, when you're hustling and you're determined and everybody gets burnt out and you feel like you're against the world, it's just nice to know.
Well, and I'm sitting there right before breakfast shoveling quiche in my mouth before the keynote speaker, sending emails off, and I look over and I see somebody scheduling a spray tan for someone. I'm like, okay, good. I'm not the only
one. Yeah, we're all multitasking and flying around by the seat of our pants, wearing all the hats, doing all the things. It's like everybody's getting super busy. Yeah.
But it was nice to try to take some time for myself to go out and do something for the betterment of, you know, my mental state as a business owner, because it is so hard when you're in your bubble and it's scary to go to an event.
So that's what I was going to ask you, because I remember my first event going, and all of the emotions that I was feeling, mm-hmm. I had like a little imposter syndrome. I had a little, you know, why should I be there? I'm going to be with all these women who are way more ahead of the game in business than I am. Who am I to do that? And then you have to also just flip the switch to say, who am I to not do that?
Well, and I won't lie, I may have walked in and went and sat down by myself at a table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I don't really
I would
know
have been there the whole time, too. I'm super introverted. I feel like you're a little bit more extroverted than I am. But
I will say I may have sat down by myself and started doing my morning emails, but I have to thank the women that came and sat down with me, like Karen from Eagle Eye Editing, the sweetest. She is the sweetest lady. So if you're looking for somebody who's doing, you know, if you're writing a memoir or something and needs some like another set of human eyes and some compassion, she's great. She was so sweet, and she's from the area, and she's chatting with me about these other groups that she's in that she meets up once a week in Somersworth, so nearby.
Oh, and interesting. Yeah,
we knew a couple of the same people, but everyone was just so welcoming there, and my table filled up before the keynote speakers. We had a bunch of people from different.
And they were probably all feeling like you were feeling at first, too. So they're like, all the nerves, all the jitters. Yeah. You also know a rough outline of how the day was going to go when you got the email on, hey, there might be, there's keynote speakers, there's breakouts, you were going to stop for lunch and then get back into it. But exactly. At the same time, you don't know who's going to be there. You don't know exactly, you know, who the guest speaker is, but you don't necessarily know what the topic in depth is going to be about. It's a lot of emotions all in one. It's expansive.
For you, what do you look for when you're trying to find a workshop or an event to go to better your business side of yourself?
So when I was getting into business, I'm always reading books. I'm always trying to expand and to learn and to grow and just put myself into rooms in situations that I want to be in. So I've worked really hard to not put people or things on pedestals, to put them out of my reach.
You got to humanize.
Yeah. So I've worked really hard to just try to cancel out who says you can't have that. And if somebody else has already done that, it's just already goes to show that it is possible and it is obtainable. It was like on a whim. I want to say this is like several years ago, my first networking event. It was in Portsmouth.
How'd you find it?
It was online. I was following a local business owner, and she would host these events. So she was in the restaurant service industry, but I knew that I was product-based, but I was like, what can I just be a fly on the wall and learn? I knew I had to tune everybody out in my situation on what I was doing. So it was literally like I was my own best buddy, business buddy. I had to create it. It's the same thing. If you don't have it, create it. Yeah. So I just kept everything positive. So I was like motivated. Anybody who's in my ear was already, whether it was a podcast, whether it was who I was following on Instagram, or somebody to be inspired by. Mm-hmm. So this one woman, she's local. Her name is Robin Pizzone, I want to say. botch last name.
Yeah, we'll look her up and tag her in this.
So she hosted an event in Portsmouth downtown. It was one of the new hotels as you were coming into town. So then the same thing where I was like, as a mom, I needed something to do. As a business owner, I just was like, I can do this. I didn't have a buddy at the time.
Yeah.
So that was just me being like, I'm going to send myself in there with all of the best intentions. There was a local graphic designer who was going to be a keynote speaker that I was already following on social media, just trying to connect all the dots in the community. And so I was just inspired. I was like, I'm just going to go and see how it goes. But yeah. I remember the night I was like running errands. I was in the car and I was like, am I in or am I out? And I was like, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. So then
rip the Band-Aid off. And
but even I remember up. Even, yeah, being in the car going in there, I was like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. What am I doing? But then I was like, nope, deep breaths. And then if you're super nervous just to get over that, it's like who you pretend you're like 8 years ahead of what you are. So it's like one of those things where you're like, I'm not nervous. I already got this. Where it's like you trick your brain just to be like, I'm not nervous. I'm confident. Let's do this.
Well, and you have to remind yourself there's other people there that are thinking the same thing. Clearly, you're not the only one who signed up for this.
No. The event host was speaking at first, and then there was four different keynote speakers. We broke out, had a little champagne bubbly appetizer type of thing, and then we would regroup. But I made so many connections there. So I remember going around the table. It was while I still had my Etsy shop. I didn't even have a brick and mortar. But it was inspiring.
Yeah.
I was like, what can I learn? What fun facts can I gain? You're picking out little bits and pieces into your own little mason jar. And then you're shaking it up. And then you're doing your own little secret sauce.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody gets imposter syndrome.
Oh, 100%.
Everybody. Even the most famous people. And Jessica Brown mentioned this during her keynote speaker. Maya Angelou had huge imposter syndrome. It's one of those things where not everybody's sitting there going, I am the best. We're like, we are figuring it out.
Yeah.
And it's okay to figure it out.
Totally,
and
yes.
You're not the only one.
Yes, yep. Hence this podcast. Yes.
But, I mean, there's so many different ways to go to workshops and classes and seminars. And I helped run, the year before, a summit retreat for people in the beauty industry. I was helping run that.
Yeah.
And it was people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have it, you can create it. You can get those people to get together. Like, if you don't have a group to connect with, reach out to your local retailers and say, let's grab a cup of coffee once a month. That's how the Dover one started.
Yeah.
That's how we started getting together and getting our retailers, getting our shop owners together, was saying, hey, we need to work together and figure this out. Let's grab coffee.
But it helps,
helps to get together. And then it's so easy now with the internet to Google and search for workshops and follow those people online that really speak to you, and maybe they have something going on.
Mm-hmm. If you're serviced, you can think locally, but then also there's ones that happen in and around your greater cities. Mm-hmm. So would that help you expand depending on what you're doing? If you have product and you want to get into different markets, if you want to get into different retailers, is that something that you could do that way? But I think if you're just, I think it's go in there optimistic and just confidence in yourself and what you're doing, and then know that it's okay to be learning and expanding. And it's good to do so, where it's like, what else can I gain? What other little fun fact can I stick in my pocket that it's like, I have this in my tool resource, you know, when I need it. I might not need it right this second. Or like you said, sometimes things come back around where you're like, I think I have this all set and done. And it's like, no, there's a reason why sometimes it comes back around when it's like, oh no, you didn't get this the first time. Oh no, you didn't get it the second time. Oh, so we're going to send it. It's the same. My son is the same way, where he's getting back into school and he's like, I already have this down. And I was like, well, what if you just look at it like, maybe I don't have this all done. What could I learn from this situation versus I already know this? And then you'll be surprised. Something will pop up to be like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I thought I knew that and I was doing this wrong the whole time. Whoops.
Well, and I think it's super foolish to live your life saying, I know it all. Because things are changing every single day, whether it's technology or your customer base, you know, generations are happening, products are changing. You cannot know it all, mm-hmm. but you can learn something new every single day.
Oh, 100%.
And you could learn how to communicate better. You can learn how to manage your staff better, manage your time better, find stress releasers. There's so much that you can learn every single day, and it's just super foolish to sit there and say, I've got this, I don't need anybody else.
Nothing's always going to stay the same, so you have to adapt and grow and morph kind of.
Yeah. Use your community around you. Be that whatever community you have. Just surround yourself with like-minded people that can teach you what they know, and you can teach them what you know.
I think it's also, yeah, the fixed first growth mindset, where it's like, okay, what can I learn? What can I put into my sponge, my brain?
Where are some other places people can look to find resources?
So there's definitely groups, online groups, networking, depending on what you like. I know that a lot of people, they'll start if you are like a remote meetup, greet up type of thing.
Could you start with like a Google search, Facebook search engine? Like how would, if you were telling someone, where can I find someone in the retail world that I can chat with online? Where would you send them first?
I'd probably Google it. Yeah. Google local networking, women's networking groups, wherever I was.
And add your location
and then search from there, because you'll be surprised. You might find some Facebook groups that would link up. You might find Instagram, some things. You might even find like a Kajabi-based platform or something like that. That would be more of like a business course, but then also live meetups. So that could be some, and then there's always courses. There's so many things. You can find free things. You can find day of seminars that you need to buy a ticket for. I think in-person events really get you. It's a great tool because they are local.
I compare that to a workout class. So during COVID, my gym went digital and I had no accountability. I would only had myself, and I would find myself not going to the Zoom workout, but in person, I was held accountable.
Yeah.
And that buddy system can come in the form of going to an in-person workshop or an in-person event and meeting people, because then you can't just turn off your monitor, or you can't walk away or drift off. You have to be present in the moment, and being present in the moment means that you're really putting in the time and energy and effort into yourself and your business.
Mm-hmm. So my networking group that I, now this was years ago that I attended, I've made probably 5 or 6 real life connections with these people, these women. So now I'm either friends, I've actually took a course, I just purchased a course from one of the attendees there that has grown and changed her career and pivoted and inspiring in her own little avenue. So you get to connect with the people, so then you meet the people, you meet the humans behind it, you see the energy, you're like, oh, this person is just engulfed and elated in what they're doing in the best way, and then that also helps you and your passion kind of just ignite that. But like even my insurance person, her personality, she's so funny. She's down to earth. She works for a family-owned business. She spoke to me without even selling me anything, where I was like, good human being, trusted resource. If I know nothing about insurance, so as a business owner, I was like, if I needed to call her up, could I see myself just picking up the cell phone and talking to her? Absolutely. So then I was like, okay. Leaving there, had a little card, had a little goodie bag, had a little giveaway of some sort. And then that was the connection. When I went home the next day, I was like, oh, she was funny. She spoke at the, what, she was one of the speakers, made me feel like I do know something, or I'm in the right hands. And then if she can't help her, she's got her whole family that's a family-run business that's been around for ages, a reputable family-owned and operated business. So it's like, of course, I would support small versus a giant corporation who doesn't even care who I am. I'm just a number versus an actual person. It's refreshing to feel other people's energies, knowing that they want to grow and expand and learn and adapt and get with the times and do what they have to do to be successful. So it's just like a all-around good energy boost, I feel like.
I think in a digital world, it's super important to feel people's vibes in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really should be meeting these people in person. Do our energies work together? Do they understand my business? Can I chat with them? Can I call them on a Tuesday at noon when I'm panicking saying, hear me out, this is what's going on? Or do I feel like I'm just a number in a book somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it makes a huge difference. That goes for anything for purchasing a house and looking for a mortgage broker or trying to find somebody who's going to be a good rep for a line you're going to bring into your store. You need to get to know these people and feel, are our energies jiving? Are we on the same page? If I'm going to hire you to redo my branding, can I see myself trusting you?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I just get a recommendation from somebody that I saw online because they had good Google reviews and I don't feel confident when I actually speak to them?
Right. Sometimes when you get recommendations, they might have worked really well with that one person, but that's a whole nother person. You don't jive, you don't click the right way. So it's one of those things to also just leave a little bit of optimism and room to pivot if you need be.
Yeah.
Don't put all the eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Well, and if when you're looking for events to go and meet new people, a great place to start is saying, who are either the women in the industry that I'm really drawn to that seem powerful? Why don't I ask them or reach out to them and say, who are you connecting with?
Yeah.
What workshops are you attending?
Mm-hmm.
There's people out there that are just strong, powerful forces. And if you're drawn to that and you love their energy, you're going to love the energy of the people they surround themselves with. So I think that's a really great place to start is say, okay, who am I following on Instagram? Who am I following on Facebook? If I don't have a local connection, and then let me see, who are they following? Who are they commenting on? Who do they tag? And you'll start to see that you're creating this kind of Pinterest board of inspirational people in your industry or like-minded industries that you can lean on for advice.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of those people are going to be people you don't actually talk to.
You're supporting, you're creating, you're putting yourself around their energy, as silly as it is. It's literally about energy.
You got to find the right group and the right energy to make yourself successful.
It doesn't have to be a face-to-face that you're sitting across the table from somebody. It's literally who is giving you the motivation that you need at that time to keep you going in the right direction and moving that little needle up and up and up on where you want to go.
We had a great time chatting about where we find other individuals that are like-minded to go to workshops and seminars, Instagram, Facebook. So we would really invite you to comment on any of our posts and let us know who inspires you. Feel free to tag them. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Check out our website at Brewed Business. And we'll see you again next week on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio.